It's 8:56, and it's time to check on the commodity markets on this Thursday. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, how are things looking here in this kind of slow holiday week of training, Ellen?
Well, actually, it looks like it's been kind of choppy this week. I mean, we started out Tuesday with a gangbuster rally. Yesterday, we pulled back, and today, we tried to rally on this overnight trade, but we've given up an awful lot of that upside move in the beans and the corn. Right now, we've got corn just barely higher, kind of mixed, fractionally mixed, up a quarter to down a half. With the nearby March at 348.5, up a quarter, in the December new crop at 378.25, that's unchanged on the day. The bean side up 2 cents in the nearby Jan. The March is up a penny and three quarters at 1018.5 right now. November new crop 997, up a penny. Thing that I'm really watching here today is the new drought monitor map that came out didn't show a lot of improvement in that southeast portion of the United States. And we did see a little bit of improvement in Arkansas and Kentucky on the droughty side of things. But that southeast drought continues to hang on there. I thought with the amount of rain that came across the southern part of the United States over the last 2 weeks, that we would have seen a greater amount of improvement. We'll be watching the energy report that comes out today. It was delayed from yesterday, usually a Wednesday report, to see whether or not this corn grind continues to be gangbuster like it's shown the last couple of weeks. We're still in a sideways mode with this marked corn, somewhere in this 346 as support area and 355 resistance. On the bean side, we're trying to hold together, although the bean oil's not providing any lift to the market today. It's lower. The meal can't do this job by itself. It's only up $1, $1.10. So I'm watching this March beans because we go into deliveries tomorrow on the Jan. March beans have a pivot point today at 1021 at the 50-day moving average. So we really need to see a close above that to continue to see a little bit more strength. Northeast portion of Brazil does remain dry, but that we haven't seen a lot of beans in that area coming out. So not a big deal. Mato Grosso is starting the harvest. On the wheat side of things, we're talking about low temperatures on the 11 to 14 day outlook. So we're up 2 to 3 cents there. Livestock market, we've seen a really strong upside move in the cattle this week, really based on higher cash. We're up another 70 cents in the D's, up 22 in the February. The hog market's traded to both sides, but the February remains strong, as the cash remains on the firm side of things. The cattle market is overdone, a little overbought, so don't be surprised to see a sell-off there. Again, I always watch this dollar index. I thought we got some lift to the grains this morning with the dollar being slightly lower. Crude oil down just a hair this morning, under $54 a barrel, again at $53.93 in the nearby Feb. As long as the crude oil remains firm, we're going to see a good grind for ethanol. So that's going to be an important factor to keeping the corn firm. Also, higher wheat prices look good. Watch for rebalancing on these index funds. It takes place over a long period of time, but should be promising for upside in the wheat and the corn in particular. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.